This is Earth Files, the award-winning news site with the latest updates in science, environment, and real X-Files. Podcasting in-depth reports beyond the 6 o'clock news by Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe.
On December 19, 2007, the Federal Reserve announced it was lending another $20 billion to American banks in the first of four special auctions designed to help alleviate the credit crunch on Wall Street caused by the subprime loan collapse in real estate. That $20 billion brings the total money pumped into the United States financial sector since June of 2007 to about $500 billion. In its announcement, the Federal Reserve said it was responding to requests for another $61.6 billion in loan requests, illustrating strong demand by banks that need short-term funds. Some market experts doubt this latest infusion of cash will help much. Barry Reiholtz, director of equity research for Fusion IQ, told CNN, quote, "This is a crisis of confidence, not of liquidity or rates. The problem is that people made bad loans. There's nothing the Fed can do to fix this. All they can do is try and reduce anxiety," unquote. And in the December 24, 2007 issue of Newsweek, financial columnist Robert Samuelson wrote about, quote, "A sequel to the subprime mess? The obvious danger is another wave of large losses and a chain reaction of fear that paralyzes and cripples investors, particularly banks," unquote. This is exactly the subject that leads off the 2008 trends list in the Trends Journal, written and published by Gerald Salenti in Rhinebeck, New York. Mr. Salenti has often been interviewed by network newscasters, and his trend predictions are generally correct. This week, I talked to him about trends he sees for 2008, beginning with the top of his list, economic 9/11.
Economic 9/11, we believe, is going to hit the United States in 2008. And just as the World Trade Centers toppled from the top down, we're going to see the crash happen from the top down as well. This talk about, you know, the subprime market, yeah, that's a problem, but nothing compared to when the big firms start failing, when banks go bust, brokerages go out of business. We're going to see some major giant firms fall, get hit by an economic 9/11. We don't know what the fuse will look like, but we know that the bomb is set already. And when it's lit, we believe it's going to happen before June of 2008.
What, Gerald, has set this in motion?
Well, in 2007, we saw the real first cracks, but it really has to be understood that it's been underway for a long time, and they've been fueling the economy with low interest rates. That's what's got us out of the 2001 recession that followed after the bubble burst, the dot-com bubble. They lowered interest rates to 46-year lows. They flooded the world marketplace with cheap dollars. No one wants them anymore, not even vendors in third world countries. So what happened in 2007, the cracks became apparent to everyone. Wall Street's in a problem. And what do we have to save the ship of state from sinking? Well, look ahead, and because that's what we do as trend forecasters. Who do we have? We have a know-nothing president and a do-nothing Congress and wannabes in waiting that lack the intelligence, the integrity, the competence, credentials, character, and courage to do what a wise leader would do in times when the ship is sinking. So we're saying it's going down. There's nothing there to save it.
And what was it that provoked all of the financial institutions to move so heavily into this subprime on the real estate market in the past couple of years that have led to such a crisis?
It's called greed and gambling, and it goes well beyond the subprime market. I mean, you know, there's a company in New York, and according to the New York Times, Macklow Real Estate, they control about $7 billion worth of real estate. And the headline read how brilliant they were. They did it with $30 million down. And that's what all of these deals have been. They've been doing these deals with no money down. All of a sudden, Carlyle, Blackstone, groups we never heard of before, you know, only those who really study these things. And all of a sudden, they're buying major corporations that are worth billions and billions of dollars. They're doing this with fake money. This is why people go to Princeton, Yale, Harvard, and the Ivy League schools, so they can get together and do the big deals. And what they do is, when this thing starts falling out, they point to the little people, the little, you know, oh, look at that, they went over their head, they should have read the fine print. This is the subprime is just the crack. The real big thing is going to happen, and the real dirty deals have been done are on the top. There were all these leveraged buyouts, Chrysler Corporation being bought up, or Cerebus. Who ever heard of Cerebus? Look who's on the board of directors, Jack Snow, the former Treasury Secretary. Hey, remember Dan Quayle? They found a job for him. He's on it, too. So this is what's going on, Linda. It's bigger than them getting into the greed market of fleecing the little people. They're bringing down the whole system, and it's under out of control. The Swiss bank announced they're going to be selling 250 tons of gold between now and September of 2009, so they could buy more money to keep this thing afloat.
And this is leading to the second trend on your list of the panic of 2008. What do you think is going to happen?
Just as when panic struck when 9/11 hit, panic's going to hit the streets again following the economic 9/11. They're not going to know what to do. They're going to be frozen. You know, I just got an email from a publication up where I am, up in the Hudson Valley, Dutchess Magazine. It's a very affluent area, you know, Millbrook and Rhinebeck. We're in Rhinebeck. And every year they used to do a cover story of my trends. This year they're not running them because, according to the letter that they sent me, some of the readers and advertisers found them unpalatable. They don't like to hear the truth. The central banks have already, they're pumping in over $500 billion already. They've been pumping money in. Actually, if you go back to our Trends Journal, the summer edition, the mid-year report, we said 2 weeks before the Dow hit 14,000 and the Chinese markets hit their highest level ever, to get ready because we saw a financial crisis hitting. The financial crisis hit exactly on July 24th of this year, when the Dow lost well over 200 points. And that was the beginning of the crack. And they've been pumping money into the banking system since that time. They've had bigger bailouts than even that happened after 9/11. It's out of control. All of the fiat currencies are going to be worth dimes on the dollars in the future. And the first one that's going to go is going to be the dollar. And that's why one of our big trends for 2008 is bye-bye bucks.
That's where you say America's going broke and the whole world knows it?
Except the Americans. And what they say, oh, it's so good for business, it allows us to export. So all of you low-paid workers out there, you know, our currency is worth so little that they could now buy our products cheaper. So no longer is made in America a standard of high quality. It means buy it cheap. And that does not build a strong economy. For example, right now, the biggest rage in New York area of foreigners coming over and going to these high-end shopping malls, like where they have, you know, Versace and that kind of stuff, and going on these wild spending sprees. America has gone from first class to third rate in a blink of an eye. We no longer shop the world for bargains. The dollar is so cheap, they're coming here in droves, and forget the retail. Before you know it, Linda, they're going to buy up this country. If the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates to make Wall Street happy so they could continue to finance the mega deals that they put together, that crashes the dollar, because a low interest rates means cheaper dollars. You buy them at less money, and foreigners are going to start, as they already are, they're bailing out of U.S. bucks. They're trying to do it in an orderly way so they don't crash the market. So the big guys are going to get out first. And you're going to start seeing more and more. They're going to keep trying to prop up the dollar so there's an orderly retreat. We're saying that by the time the dust settles and the smoke is cleared, the dime on the dollar is going to be the slogan of the future. When the history books remember 2008 as the panic of 2008.
And how does that lead to the fourth top trends 2008? Tax revolts, and I'm asking this question in this way. It seems that at this point, the American public is intimidated, overwhelmed, and afraid of their government. They're afraid of the IRS. How can there be a tax revolt in a nation that has been operating and managing by fear?
We think it's going to happen at the local level. People can't afford to pay property taxes or school taxes. And when you look at the demographics in just virtually every major community, there are more people without children living in those homes, whether single or empty nesters, than people with children. So they can't afford the school tax. And in most parts of the country, school taxes are based upon property taxes. So it's all on the homeowner's shoulders. You're going to see a revolt coming there, and you're also going to see revolts regarding property tax rises. If they're going to keep inflating as the value of the home becomes less, then well, if you had to pay more when the value went up, when they reassessed, we're going to have to reassess downward. We're going to be fair about this.
What would be the first signs that you would be looking for that the United States was going to be in a full-bore recession?
Watch when one of the big firms crash. That's the sign. Watch like a major bank when that kind of thing happens. That's going to be the first signal.
And that was what was going to happen to Countrywide Bank this summer, right?
Right, but even bigger than that, much bigger, like a Bank of America, not necessarily to be it, but of that caliber. Look for something big to break. So we're in a recession already. You don't have to wait for the government's official statistics. Look at what they do. What they do is comparable to when I grew up during the Cold War, what the Soviet Union used to do. They put out this deceptive basket of statistics. They talk about inflation. Oh, we're not adding in food and fuel. And why not? Well, because according to the pointy-headed professor who says mean of this line, dissects with that line. Wait, what do you mean you're not putting in food and fuel? Who are you talking to, folks? You know, so this is what's going on.
That makes it completely artificial when they talk about inflation without two of the biggest, which is fuel and food.
It's criminal. It's criminal, and they're doing the same thing with the unemployment numbers. Once you're off the rolls, hey, you're not looking for work anymore. You know, so we're in a recession. The people are feeling it. Every time that nozzle hits the gas tank, there's panic when people fill up their car. Who could afford this stuff? And these clowns on TV saying, the consumer is resilient. So anyway, we're warning that there are very rough times ahead and for people to take precaution now.
How can people take precaution when there seems to be rocky financial territory ahead of everybody, including perhaps the rich and the corporations in the next few months?
One thing is, don't buy any stuff you don't need. There's this Christmas stupidity of going out and knocking yourself out to buy a lot of things a lot of people don't want that you can't afford is not an intelligent way to make decisions. And that brings us, by the way, into another trend, which is positive. Conservation engineers. How to conserve. How to use more of what you have to a more efficient way and bring in new materials and processes so that we can conserve more. You know, we don't call this the green movement. It's the smart movement. And that's what we're going to see. So there's going to be great job opportunities, great entrepreneurial opportunities for people that become conservation engineers, conservation specialists, using products, services, and intelligence that brings us out of the dark age of overconsumption that we've been in for so long.
And it has been provoked by a government who basically says, you consumers, it is your job to go out and spend to keep the economy going.
I know. What kind of craziness is this? You know, you're even hearing people like Warren Buffett, the second richest man in the world, warning the nation that it's turning into a plutocracy. I mean, this is him. Right. He's intelligent enough to know. Look, Aristotle was alleged to have said the strength of a nation is built on its middle class, and dumb is dangerous. The more ignorant people are, the more desperate they are, the more it hurts all of us. It's in everyone's best interest to have an informed, intelligent society.
We have been in a country that has been cowed by a government policy of fear in all directions. People are afraid to stand up for themselves. And that's what makes me wonder, how do you get to these better steps on your trends, like small is big and heal yourself healthcare? How do you get there when it is the entrenched greed corporations that don't want us to wake up and change?
Because the vacuum is so big right now, all of the institutions are failing. You name it, education, healthcare, military, economic, medical, they're all failing. When the vacuum is this big, it can be filled with anything. It could be filled with more fascism, bigotry, and hypocrisy, or it could be filled with beauty, art, love, and understanding, and dignity, and passion, and respect. It's up to us to fill it, but people have to do it in their individual lives.
People can't do anything unless they go to banks to borrow money to get things accomplished, and then you're right back dealing with the people who have put us in this problem in the first place.
That's only part of it. Nobody broke the people's arms to go take out home equity loans.
Mm-hmm.
They did it on their own free will. And people are spending way beyond their means. Nobody out there forced people to build McMansions or drive SUVs. They did it all on their own. The people have to become more intelligent. They become lazy and information ignorant. And until they change, nothing's going to change. And I believe it's going to change because there are enough people that want it to. It's not everybody is a Paris Hilton fan.
But the final trend that you have, technoslaves.com, when I read it, I thought that's absolutely true, that the younger generation especially is becoming numbed by iPods and Xboxes. And how in the world do you educate a generation that is so techno-slaved?
They're going to have a very difficult time because they've been built up with this false belief that somehow they're special because they can hit little buttons really fast, you know, move their fingers nimbly over little keys. It's a worldwide epidemic. They're becoming techno slaves. Every time that phone rings, it has to be answered as though it's something ranging between life and death is going to be solved in the next few seconds. And it's not like I haven't been here and didn't know when the whole cell phone thing happened. You know, it's a choice that I don't have one. All my friends, oh, I'm only going to use it in emergencies. And now you're having a conversation between two people in the flesh and somebody from over the fence from when, who knows where, they ring. Up, oh, your conversation breaks, the train of thought goes with it. The playing field, we believe, is going to be broken down to more and more local, more self-sustaining. You don't have to get all these products coming from all these countries. So we see a real breaking down. And actually, we also see a renaissance. We think this is the end of the dark ages and that people are going to start going back to higher quality. And when we raise the quality bar, then everything goes up with it. And that's a strength, by the way, that the United States has, if we get the kind of leadership that could push us to that kind of a direction.
Thanks for listening to this Earth Files podcast from the edges of science, environment, and real X-Files. Go to www.earthfiles.com to see more than 1,000 Earth Files reports with photographs, drawings, and documents. And visit Earth Files every day, every week for new reports and new podcasts. That's www.earthfiles.com.